episode number 584, How to Win in Business and Life.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Welcome everyone to a special episode of the School of Greatness podcast. It's another solo round, and I want to cover the 8 keys to winning in business and life in 2018. And as an athlete, the athlete mindset is competitive and it wants to win. There are a lot of lessons I learned while playing sports for many, many years in college, professionally, and then playing with the USA national handball team, to also over the last decade building a business, multiple businesses, many different projects, launching New York Times bestselling books, top podcasts, courses, events, all those things. There's a lot of lessons I learned from both sports and business over the last decade as well, since I've transitioned into that phase of my life. And I want to break them down into these 8 keys that if you follow these 8 keys for this year and beyond, but really the year of 2018, which is the year of greatness, then this is going to set you up for winning in what you want in your business and life and really succeeding and achieving. But before I dive in, I want to give a shout out to the review and the fan of the week. Again, we get so many new listeners here on the School of Greatness podcast every single week. And if this is your first time here, then welcome. We get over 2 million plus downloads every single month from people all over the world who think just like you. You are a conscious achiever. What does that mean? You're someone who wants to achieve more, and you're intentional about your achievement and making an impact in the process. You're very mindful and conscious about why you want to grow, why you want to reach your goals. And it doesn't matter how old you are. We have people who are 16 and 70 from all walks of life and all over the world who are doing many different things, but you're into growth. You're into being a conscious achiever. So welcome. And the fan of the week this week on iTunes is from M. Lapp, who said, after listening to the School of Greatness for several months, the positive and inspiring messages became part of my psyche. I beat out 128 other job applicants for a brand new marketing position, a legacy I get to shape. When I asked them why me, they said what sealed the deal was when I told them in a humble way that I am destined for greatness. You become what you believe. Thank you, Lewis, and show guests for speaking love and light into me. And this is from Maria at My Life as a Puddle. So thank you, Maria, for leaving your review over on iTunes. You are the fan of the week. And if you guys want a chance to be shouted out on the podcast, just go to your podcast app on your iPhone or go to iTunes and search for the School of Greatness and leave a review of how the show has impacted you or your life.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exto, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Exto, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Again, this is How to Win in Business and Life. Now, I want to get to these 8 keys, but I want you to know something first. I want you to know how valuable and meaningful your life is and how much you matter. over the last year, I met so many people, from the Summit of Greatness event to our book tour to just different speaking gigs I did throughout the year. And so many people came to me with different challenges. They asked for advice on life, on relationships, on business. They asked for advice on different challenges they were going through, from inner demons and personal challenges and mental challenges. And listen, I don't have all the answers. I've had my own experiences that I've been through. I've been blessed to be able to connect with some of the wisest individuals that I think who are experts in a lot of different topics. So I get their information, I consume it, and I share what I'm learning, but I don't have all the answers. That's a fact. And the thing I learned is that people are doubting themselves too much. There's a lot of doubt in the world right now. And I want you to know that you are here for a reason. Even if you don't know what that reason is yet, even if you don't know why, where you're headed, what's happening next, why something happened to you in the past. I remember thinking my entire childhood, why did certain things happen? Why did my parents go through divorce? Why was my brother in prison for a certain amount of years? Why was I sexually abused by a man that I didn't know? I asked myself these questions. Why was I bullied? Why was I made fun of? Why couldn't I read and write like the other kids in my class? Why? I was constantly asking myself these questions, and I was doubting myself all the time. And I want you to know that you don't need to doubt yourself anymore. If you are breathing, if you are here, if you're listening to this right now, you don't need to doubt yourself anymore, because you are here for a reason, and you are meant to do something to make an impact in the world. This doesn't mean you need to save the world, but you can make an impact on the people around you, and that can ripple into a positive stream of inspiration throughout the world and throughout your communities, which can make a massive impact on the world. So I want you to know that, because I think there's still people I talk to going into 2018 who are confused, who are doubting themselves. And you need to know that you matter. You matter so much. You are here for a reason. Even if you're not sure what it is yet, understand that you matter. So I want to talk about these 8 keys on how to win in business and life. The first one, again, I have a very athletic background and mindset, right? And this first one for me, the more and more I talk about business and entrepreneurship and writing books and podcasting and courses and all this other stuff that I've been talking about online for a while, the more and more I go back to what is the really key to winning in business and life. The main key goes back to health. And I think it shocks a lot of people when I say this. Well, the key to winning in business is, you know, making money and sales and marketing. No, it's not. It's your health. And when I think about some of the richest people in the world who are unhealthy and die at 60 because they didn't take care of their health, then how is that making an impact? How is that winning in business and life if you don't set your health up to be successful for as long as it could be? Now, you might get hit by a car, something might happen in an accident. You know, there's certain things that may be out of our control, but what we can control is our physical and emotional well-being and health by doing something every day that is uncomfortable for our physical health and emotional health, to build that muscle up so that you can continue to live a long time in happiness without pain from both. Now, what does that mean to do something every single day that's uncomfortable for your physical and emotional health? Well, physically, you can simply move your body. You know, my girlfriend at DocGenFit on Instagram, she always talks about movement, just moving your body. You don't have to do these heavy intensive lifts or HIIT workouts or some crazy gym workouts. You can just simply move your body. But I say you got to move your body in an uncomfortable way to sweat, to stretch, to bend, to explore new positions. You got to do something that is uncomfortable, that makes you start breathing a little harder, that makes you sweating. That is the key. You got to do something uncomfortable. And the more uncomfortable you're able to take your physical health now, I believe it's going to support you in the long run. Now, obviously, you don't want to try to kill yourself every single day, but I think pushing the boundaries sometimes is good. So physical training, it's got to be 5 days a week, guys. It's got to be a committed thing 5 days a week. Not just, oh, it's a New Year's resolution and let's get started for 1 week and then you're back to your old ways. You've got to set yourself up to win with this. I'll talk about how to set yourself up to win with this more in the next keys. But this is it. Emotional health. What does that mean? How can you optimize your emotional health? You know, the things that you've been afraid of, the people who have hurt you in the past, or the things that you're holding on to, judgment or toxic energy in your mindset, or holding on to a grudge, or you haven't forgiven people, or you're just uncomfortable around certain conversations with family or whatever it may be. You've got to start leaning into that so your emotional well-being is strong. So you're not just constantly living in fear around your emotions. So take on those challenges, whatever the things you're afraid of, those conversations you need to have them now so you can overcome that challenge and become stronger in that muscle you're building with your emotional well-being and health as well. So the number one key, guys, is health. You got to set yourself up to win. You got to do whatever it takes. Spend the money on your health. So you don't eat. At some point in your life, you're going to need to spend money on your health. Think about this. When you get older and you're really sick and you're in the hospital for years because you haven't taken care of your health, you're going to be spending a lot of money then. Or you can spend the money now to focus on a trainer or the right foods, working out, whatever it may be, to test, to help yourself optimize your health so you don't have to be in that position later, okay? So invest in yourself and your health. It's number one. The key to winning in business and life, invest in health. Number two, relationships. Now, so many people are focused on being the king or queen of diamonds instead of the king or queen of hearts. They want to make a lot of money. They want to use relationships to get things as opposed to, you know, using things and giving value to relationships. Don't use people to get things. Use things instead, right? And don't just use people to make a lot of money. Instead, when you connect to the heart of everyone, that's when truly you make an impact and you make a difference in people's lives. When you connect to the heart of everyone, it may take a lot more energy and time from you. That's why a lot of people aren't committed and willing to do that. But it will make you the richest person in the world when you do. Not saying that all these people, when you connect to them and to their heart, that they're going to invest in you and buy from you and give you lots of money. That's not the intention. But you're going to have a rich life. You're going to have rich relationships. And the key to a successful life is relationships and having richness in those relationships that are meaningful in your life. And oftentimes, when you connect to people's hearts, they will do anything for you. They'll bend over backwards. They'll fly over the world for you. They'll do whatever it takes to make sure you succeed. And when you help others achieve their goals, they're going to help you in return. It's going to help you in every area of your business and your life. So focus on those relationships in your life. Think about those relationships that you haven't cultivated, that you've been disconnected to, because maybe something happened or you feel you were hurt in some way, or maybe the relationships in your life right now, you're just not really putting energy into opening up your heart. And not to get too vulnerable or anything here, but the more vulnerable I have become, I have seen my life and my business transform. I thought being open and sharing myself more, the things I'm afraid of or insecure about, I thought it would hurt my business and hurt my relationships until I did it. And I watched my life transform in front of my eyes. It's been an unbelievable, beautiful thing to witness. And it's why I wrote the book, The Mask of Masculinity. For those that have it, who've read it, thank you again for getting it. For those that haven't read it yet, I highly recommend checking it out. You can go to lewishouse.com/mask to check it out there, or the Audible version if you want to listen to it. This is all about my experience over the last 4 years of really opening up and building deeper relationships through vulnerability and what's available for us on the other side when we show people our hearts, when we connect to other people's hearts as opposed to a surface level. It's going to transform your life. And if you're feeling like this is something you're interested in, again, just check it out. lewishouse.com/mask. Key number two to winning in business and life is relationships. Absolutely, hands down. You cannot do anything great without having other great people around you. So relationships is key. Number three, it's a big one. Finances, guys. Finances. If you haven't optimized this, I'll tell you this. Although I just talked about, you know, connecting to people's hearts and not, you're not being the king or queen of diamonds, just focused on money, 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 it's still a huge thing to pay attention to. And it's crucial to get your finances in order, and it helps bring peace of mind. Now, I'm going to share some examples. I know a lot of people who are broke, and I remember being broke 8, 9, 10 years ago on my sister's couch for a year and a half, and it was not a peaceful situation. Every week, every month, I was trying to think about, how am I going to provide for myself? How am I going to make some money to get off my sister's couch, pay for food, pay for gas? It was not a fun feeling. And there's not a sense of peace or joy in your gut when you're constantly scratching, just trying to get by week by week. So relationships are key, but finances, if you don't have these in order, it's going to be stressful. And on the other side of things, there are a lot of miserable millionaires and billionaires out there who have all the money in the world, who haven't mastered the art of fulfillment. And there are people who have very little money, and they have ultimate fulfillment. So I think there's definitely both ends need to figure out the other side. There's people who have lots of money who are fulfilled as well and who aren't stressed. But I know what money can do, because I've been broke and stressed, and I've had money and been stressed. So there's still an art to fulfillment on both sides of the coin, right? The poor coin, the rich coin, or just the having enough coin. There is an art to fulfillment and to joy, to happiness, to inner peace. But I'll tell you this, having money, even though it has its own other stresses where people try to, you know, use me for money, where people are constantly asking for money, it's got those different stresses. It's nice to know that I can buy whatever I want at any time. I can pay my rent. I can buy food. I can travel around the world when I want to take a trip. I can do these things that don't stress me out because I have the money. I can pay for something if I need to go to the hospital, or, you know, I went and had a root canal for the first time about a month ago. And that was, you know, a couple $1,000s. So just like a last minute thing that wasn't covered in insurance. I didn't have to deal with it. I could just put it on the card and I had the money in the bank, right? So certain things that your finances will bring you peace of mind. And I feel like if you don't have the peace of mind of your finances in order, I'm not saying you need to be making millions of dollars, but if you don't have your finances in order, you're not going to win in business and life long term. And we're all on different paths here and at different age ranges, so I get it. You may not be in order with your finances right now, and that's why it's key to talk about this. I remember growing up, and it wasn't okay to talk about money or finances. It was like a hush-hush, bad thing, like taboo thing to talk about, right? You got to start talking about it more. Find information online. There's free information you can start learning about managing finances. There's free podcasts out there, articles, videos. Talk to your friends who do have money and ask them questions. You know, find fiduciaries to ask more about investments and just managing your income and your finances. You know, I didn't learn any of this stuff in school, so it's things I've had to learn afterwards. I also, you know, wrote about how to earn more through The Millionaire Morning. And this is a new book. Over 5,000 of you have already got it. And there's hundreds every day who are signing up. We just released this last month. TheMillionaireMorning.com. It breaks down how to optimize your morning routine to earning more money that day. So if you want to learn about the science of generating more income, then go to themillionairemorning.com. It's a free book that we ship to you. It ships worldwide. All you got to do is click the international shipping button if you're not in the United States. Ships worldwide, and it's free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping and handling, and you get the book for free. So check that out, themillionairemorning.com. Tons of people are posting about it on Instagram every single day. It's been amazing to see what people are learning from that. But check that out as well. So number three is finances. You got to get them in order. It's a key to winning in business and life. Number four.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Clarity for your vision. Whew. Peace of mind comes with clarity. When we don't have clarity for something, we feel stressed. We feel overwhelmed. We feel scarce. We feel like we're not sure why. We're like, what am I doing in my life? Why? Where am I going? Why am I going this direction? We start to question more, and that brings an unsettling feeling. So you've got to create clarity for your life, your vision. And this doesn't need to be your vision for the rest of your life. I like to get clarity on what's this year like? What do I want this year? What's it going to be building for the future years? You know, every season in sports, I'm going to go back to my sports background. Every season in football, for example, we would walk into the locker room. Day one, walk in, all sit down. The coaches are there. The team is there. We're all sitting there. And there'd be a chalkboard in the background. And the coach would say, what is our goal for this season? You know, the season's usually 3 months. What is our goal for these next 3 months as a team? Where do we want to be? What do we want to create? And why do we want to create that specific thing? Then all the teammates would shout out, we want to go to the playoffs. We want to go to the championship. We want to win this many games. We want to score this many points, whatever it is. And we'd have all these goals up there until we'd finally get down to one clear vision. Win the league or go to the playoffs or win the championship, whatever it may be for that season. We'd circle it. It'd be up on the top of the chalkboard, bold letters. This is our vision. We were clear. We knew why we wanted to achieve that. What it would do for us. How it would help us grow into better athletes, better human beings. What it would do for us, right? We would get clear on that. But here's where a lot of people fall short of achieving their visions. I hear a lot of people setting goals already for the year, and they set goals throughout the year. But most people forget the next most important steps. And that is, with every vision, you must couple it with a strategy and a schedule. A strategy and a schedule to support your vision. Now, here's what I learned from sports is every day after that, you know, once we had the vision, we created a strategy on the whiteboard or on the chalkboard at the time. We would create down the strategy of what we needed to do each week leading up into the playoffs and what we're going to be focusing on in order to achieve that based on what our team capabilities were, you know, the strength of schedule, all these different factors that came into play. We created a strategy, right? But here's what a lot of people miss out on. They don't build a schedule. And this is something, again, I learned from sports, is when I would show up the next day at practice, there was a piece of paper in every single locker hanging, just on a piece of tape and a piece of paper. And it broke down every 10 to 15 minutes, the schedule for that practice. From stretching to warm up to special teams to coaches talk to water breaks, everything was scheduled that was going to support the strategy we had for that week to achieve the vision we had for that season. So if you haven't created a clear vision for your year or the season, the first quarter of this year, then you're missing the boat. And if you haven't created a strategy for your vision, then you're screwed. And if you haven't created a schedule for your strategy, then it's going to be hard to execute on the strategy of your vision. Now, something I've been testing over the last week that I really am enjoying, I've never used a planner before. I always use Google Docs and things like that, and I still use Google Docs and Google Calendar for a lot of my scheduling. But I just started this thing about a week ago. It is the world's first personalized productivity system based on your brain type. There's a million journals out there of like, you know, gratitude journals to planning journals, things like that. And I've tried a lot of them and I just kind of stopped them after the first day because it seemed overwhelming and kind of very generic. And my friends started a new journal that they spent 2 years creating the test for to figure out how to personalize this based on your brain type. So if you go to projectevo.org, that's projectevo.org, you can take a test that's going to tell you what type of brain type you have and how to create a strategy and a vision to execute. They're going to tell you your archetype of your brain. And based on that, there's a different planner for your specific brain type. I'm using one, it's called the Explorer type. That is exactly the way I think and execute my vision and goals. And so the planner is designed specifically for me to be able to achieve the greatest results. You can check them out again, projectevo.org, or find a system that works for you. If you already have a system that allows you to strategize and schedule every single day, every single week, every single month, how you're going to execute your time to achieve the vision, which hopefully is a clear vision, then use that. But number four is clarity for your vision. It is a key to winning in business and life. With no vision, you are wandering around, aimlessly wondering why you're here and what you're supposed to be doing. Wasting your talent and your potential on possibly making an impact on the world. Get clear on your vision. Create a strategy and then schedule it out every single day. It's that simple. Use the athlete mentality to achieve in business and life. Number five, this is a big one. There's a book out there called Mindset. I recommend checking it out. But number five is having a growth mindset. Happiness, something I've learned, that happiness comes from growth. Think about it. If you aren't learning or growing, then you're staying the same or you're getting worse and you're slowly dying. And that there's no joy that comes from stagnation and feeling stuck and feeling insecure and like you're dull and haven't grown in a while. So you've got to constantly figure out ways to grow. You know, that can be simple. You can listen to podcasts, you can read books, you can take workshops, you can learn. There's classes online, you know, there's tutorials. There's all sorts of things you can do to learn. You can take dance classes. You can take music classes. You can take singing lessons. You can do acting classes. You can do whatever. But to reach your vision, it will require the mind of a child and wanting to be curious and learning and growing. And also, if you want to increase your income, the saying goes, learners are earners. So again, this growth mindset, it's not just some personal development, positive thinking concept here. This is actually if you want to win at your goals, at your vision, at your relationships. Think about this. Have you ever been in a relationship where your partner, you felt like they stopped growing? They kind of just didn't care. You know, they didn't care to get a good, better job. They didn't care to work on their health. They didn't care to work on their relationships. You always had to fund them and pay for everything. Does that inspire you to be around that partner? Does that make you turn you on? Does that create desire? Does that get you excited about your life? Or the partner that's constantly eager to learn and curious and lives with a beginner's mind and just says, yeah, I want to learn. Even if they know so much, they're already so wise and smart. They're like, but I can learn something from everyone in every situation and everything's a lesson. It's all about how do we improve together and grow? Man, that's a turn on. that excites you. It excites you if you're in that same mindset. If you have a fixed mindset and you don't want to grow, then that terrifies you because that person's growing away from you, right? But this is the key to winning in business and life, the growth mindset. So focus on that. Key number five. Key number six. I hope you guys are taking down notes here. And I would love your feedback over on Instagram at Lewis Howes. Let me know at the end of this which one you find is the most important and powerful for you as well. Number six, building your team. Now, this is all about finding accountability partners, finding coaches, hiring coaches, finding the communities, the tribes that will support you and invigorate life inside of you. What are those communities that you're a part of that inspire you to be bigger than yourself? Are you a part of fitness communities, or do you have a hobby that you're in a community with? Do you go to, you know, are you a sneaker person that's in the sneaker community? Are you into comics? Are you into some communities, the entrepreneur community? What are those communities you're a part of that are just bigger than you, that you can build excitement and experience with? You've got to learn to build a team around you this year, 2018. If you want to achieve great things, if you want to grow in your business and life, you can't do anything great on your own. So building that team, whether you have a company, it's building the right team. If you're working somewhere or a freelancer, it's just, what's that team of friends and family that you're going to build to everyone growing around you as well? Accountability. You know, again, at the beginning of the year, so many people set these New Year's resolutions. The reason they don't continue is because you don't have good accountability. You know, when someone is there showing up every single day with you to go to the gym, you're 1,000 times more likely to be consistent with it. If it's just you on your own, you'll be consistent for a week or two and then you give up, right? It's too much work. Something else happens. Life happens. Something gets in the way. You got to have accountability to stay consistent. I'm such a big fan of having coaching as well on top of accountability. So finding someone to be accountable with and then paying coaches. I have coaches in my health. I have coaches in my business, in my life, in my relationships. I have coaches on every aspect of my life. And that's why I continue to see results. You know, I have a mastermind that is called, if you go to greatnessmastermind.com, this is a community, it's accountability, and it's coaching all in one. I created the thing that I know supports people, because when you have a community of other like-minded people growing and making a difference, you become more inspired to do the same. Again, you become the average of the people you spend the most time with, right? If you have the coaching, if you have the accountability, the monthly accountability, this is why I created greatnessmastermind.com for high-level earners and impact makers in the world, to coach them, to keep them accountable, and to create and facilitate the community of inspiration. That's what it is. And I'm looking for those for myself as well. And you should be as well. So build your team, find accountability, coaching, and your tribe this year. Number seven, you know, sometimes as an entrepreneur, I've done this with so many others, is we can be so consumed with results and working and being productive that we forget the fruit of life, which is play and adventure. And that's the key number seven to winning in business and life, play and adventure. When's the last time you acted like a child? Not in the sense of like an immature sense, but you had this playful childlike smile and ran around and jumped around and, you know, ran in the rain and just did silly things and goofed off and played sports and took hikes and went on adventures and just played. That's what I think is missing for a lot of people. We got to play more. You know, travel, dance, play music, make art, play sports. We get so caught up in work that sometimes we forget to live. Remember to live and experience life without having anything to be productive with as well. Play. It brings life alive. That's key number seven. And key number eight, the final key to winning in business and life for 2018. 4.5 years ago, I heard the concept win-win, and it blew my mind. Now, I'd probably heard this concept of win-win in my life many times before, but it didn't actually resonate with me until about 4.5 years ago. I was so focused on winning myself at everything. But in order for me to win, I thought that everyone else had to be second or everyone else had to lose. And it was such an unfulfilling way to live. It got me big results. And I talk about this in the book, The Mask of Masculinity, as an athlete and in business. It got me big results. But I wasn't fulfilled inside, and I was constantly looking for bigger results to fulfill that hole that I was missing in my heart. So when I learned about the concept of win-win, where I can still achieve all my goals, I can still win and make sure that everyone else wins around me, it blew my mind. And I started incorporating that into my everything in my life, that I didn't want to do something unless it supported other people in the process, that they won as well. You know, everything was a win-win experience. Now, I want to take it to another level this year. Win-win-win. This is key number 8. Win-win-win. As a company, I think of how can my company win? How can we be profitable? How can we achieve what we want? How can we do those things with our company? How can our customers win? Right? How can all my customers or all the clients that we have or all the people that buy books or programs or come to events or buy anything, how can they win with every product and experience that we create, making sure it's the best we put out there so that they win? And then the third win is how can the community win? You know, how can we do things and be mindful of things so that my team, my company, my team, it wins. The people who buy from us, they win. And then the world wins. The community who doesn't buy something, but the community who's active, maybe you're listening to this right now and you've never bought a book or you've never bought an online program or you're not a part of Inner Circle, you're not a part of the Mastermind or haven't bought a course or haven't come to the Summit of Greatness yet. I hope you all become part of that at some point. But maybe you've just been listening for years and it's added a lot of value to you. My vision is how do we make a bigger impact on the community? How do we make reach more people and continue to leave people better than how we found them? You know, I haven't been the best at this. You know, there's some relationships in my past where I didn't leave people better than when I found them. I've said things, I got angry, resentful, unforgiving. And I had to learn the hard way in a lot of those relationships. And in business and my health and relationships, sports, all this stuff, I've made lots of mistakes, right? I'm definitely not perfect and I don't have all the answers. But I try to have this growth mindset and say, we're going to do our best. We're going to continue to evolve, evaluate, be mindful, reassess, and give our best. And that's all we can really ask for. But win, win, win. How can you apply that concept of win, win, win to your life, to your business, to your relationships, to your health? Win, win, win. That is key number 8. And this is episode 584, How to Win in Business and Life. Again, my 8 keys to 2018. Whew, it is going to be an amazing year. And I want to remind you that your life matters, that you matter, because you are an incredible gift to this world. And without you, the world would never be the same. We need you to cultivate your gifts. We need you to apply these 8 keys so that you can impact more people in your life and find that fulfillment that you've been seeking. You matter so much, and I'm so excited to see what dreams come to fruition for you in your life this year. It is the year of abundance. It is the year of greatness. I've declared it. It's going to happen because you get to manifest whatever you want in your life. You're going to get it to happen. You're going to make it happen. And I'm here to support you along the way with the School of Greatness podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure to subscribe. We're everywhere. iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify. It's blowing up on Spotify right now. If you want to just listen on Spotify, go subscribe there. And please leave us a review. Again, over at lewishouse.com/iTunes, you can leave us a review. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear what you think. And we love that support and feedback. The more you listen and share, if this has inspired you, share this episode out with your friends. lewishouse.com/584. Tag me on Instagram and post this on your Instagram story and tell people to check this episode out. The more you do that, the more the message of greatness spreads. The more we can help the world and inspire people to living their greatest life. So thank you for being a supporter, whether this is your first episode or your 584th episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, it's been an unbelievable ride. We're about to hit 5-year anniversary coming up in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to do a 5-year anniversary episode, so get ready for that. Some big guests coming up, guys. Oh my gosh, I'm so pumped to bring you these individuals who've been inspiring me and inspiring the world. We're going to dive in deep. We're not holding back. This is the year of greatness. Your time is now, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.